Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, Steve Coonan is here, Hawks CEO, as we're on Radio Row. It's Army, Navy, guys, Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Great conversation with Ron Rivera, and those conversations will continue as you're going to hear Mike Knock coming up here on the show in just a little bit. Steve, man, nobody expected us to be here, and I think it's great. I think it's great that everybody's talking about every other team except the Atlanta Hawks, and now here we are in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tomorrow with the chance to advance to the finals of the in-season tournament.
Yeah. First of all, I hope you guys are enjoying D.C. We are beyond excited to be in Vegas for the second NBA Cup. And, you know, I want to thank Mike, who's been a fan of this ever since the start. And now he's got his favorite team, the Atlanta Hawks, in the Cup.
Yes. And hopefully we're going to make some noise. It took my favorite team. Yes, making a run, and now I embrace this FACACTA in-season tournament. I hope we win the trophy. The question we had yesterday, Steve, are we going to hang a banner for this thing?
I'm not going to divulge any future plans that would anticipate being a jinx, as I'm wildly superstitious.
Right.
But I will say, conversations have been had about all things good happening.
Right. Hey, speaking of good, we announced earlier today about 10:30, Salsa came on the air and mentioned you guys continuing your relationship with the Hawks continuing to fly on 92.9 The Game. So thank you for that. And
We're very excited to be with you guys.
Right. Falcon fans out there.
We're excited to have you.
Falcon fans on Monday night get to go watch the Hawks play in Vegas now. Right? There's a lot of guys doubling down. Steve, is actually going to have some folks.
We're going to have people there, and then we hopefully win tomorrow afternoon and kind of hang around in Vegas till Tuesday. We'll go cheer on our Falcons Monday night. So it is Atlanta goes to Vegas, and hopefully we both come back with big W's.
Yeah, it's the ATL takeover in Vegas this weekend, no doubt about it. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. So as far as this tournament, and again, Steve, you know, you joke with Mike about, you know, what he thought this was last year or what we thought it might be. But we've seen the intensity be amped up. We saw it the other night with the Knicks. I mean, you can say it wasn't, but don't fool yourself. Knicks fans were totally into the game. They were, you know, on point booing Trey and doing their normal thing. Mm. And there was a different level. It's not, again, I don't want to compare it to the playoffs because there's a finality to the playoffs. You lose, you go home. This, we still have a season to play. But talk about this achieving the goals in which the NBA hoped it would.
Yeah, I must say I'm incredibly proud of the NBA for, you know, taking the risk, building this, and it is just a very, very different vibe. I mean, first of all, those courts just are so, you can't go past them if you're scrolling on the TV dial. And the players, you know, how about Trey rolling an 8 on the Knicks logo? I mean,
gold.
Perfect. And then rolling another one and sweeping away the money. And we knew a few days before, he didn't tell any of us what he was doing, but he said he had been working on something. And it was like, oh boy, I hope we get to see that. And boy, did we get to see that. And our guys played that second half with an intensity that, you know, candidly, we hadn't seen in a while. And we've beaten Cleveland twice. We've beaten Milwaukee. We've beaten the Knicks. Right. We've beaten the Lakers. we're playing really well, and hopefully we keep that up against a Milwaukee team who Bobby Portis Jr. was talking how excited this was a team goal. And if you saw Steve Kerr, the legendary coach of the Golden State Warriors, talking about how mad they were that they weren't going to Vegas, and that was one of their goals for the year. I mean, that just speaks volumes, and we're only in year two.
No, I mean, look, $500,000 carrot, I'd be pretty upset too, man. And Steve Kerr was apoplectic about that as they got eliminated. Our man Steve Kuhn and Puffy K, the kids call him, the CEO of your Hawks. And again, everything you just talked about, Carl and I mentioned it. Let's keep fouling Giannis. I said, freak the Greek. Let's get him on the stripe. Hopefully he jacks up some free throws. Because if you can win in Milwaukee, Steve, I'd like to think we can get the job done in Sin City.
I hope so. I hope so. It'll be very interesting, I'm sure. That the NBA TV ratings people died a slow death when they saw the Knicks in the number one market, New York, and Golden State and Steph Curry go away. But I think you got an us and Houston, two crazy athletic young teams, and then Milwaukee, you have the superstar in Giannis, and I guess Oklahoma City would be the third, both with a superstar and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they're exceptionally young. So I can't wait. It's going to be a blast to watch.
It is. Steve Kuhn joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as the Hawks can prepare for the semifinals of the NBA Cup. As we talk about this team, though, and look, you never know until it happens, right? I mean, we can go back to our 60-win team. We didn't know it was going to be that. You could talk about 21 and the mix of players. But this group and this particular mix of players, Mike and I continue to talk about it. It is fun, and the way that they are mixing with each other and working off of each other. Steve, we might be onto something here, and it gets us to the bigger question as we continue to move along, whether we win this thing or not, and we certainly want to win it. Are we going to be committed to, hey, we are in this.
Right.
Let's try to make this better.
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to really talk about tomorrow because I don't really know what we're going to do yet. You know, 3 weeks ago, if I would have suggested this, you would have thought that I might be drinking. No. Did I hear no? You didn't think we were drinking? I mean, when we were four.
No. Well, you might have been.
You know, whether or not.
We're not talking about tomorrow. We're not talking about.
We're talking about February.
Yes, we're talking about down the. Like, this looks like it has the potential to do something.
Right. Go get a big guy, improve the front court. Let's go kick some ass, Steve. Another shooter. Let's put it together.
Okay,
this team kicks ass. This team's got juice. They're fun to watch.
To avoid because now our general manager, who seems to be working out of D.C. today, he'll be headed to the Pentagon from here to do their planning. And what would you like us to give up to go get this high quality players? Who would you like to see us trade away?
Well, not to be a Weisenheimer, but seemingly draft picks don't seem to matter much, so let's move some of those. I mean, look, we love Capella. I've always thought that maybe it was surprising Capella was still on the roster to start the season, but Clint's redoubled his effort, and he's been great. But I just thought a little more size, which you will need in the playoffs. And this, we believe, to be buying in, Steve, is a playoff team and not a play-in team. And you know how physical it gets.
Top six, maybe top four.
You know how it gets in the playoffs. You need some size in the front court.
I have taken notes. I appreciate the input. And we will get back to you as soon as we've had time to process tomorrow.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the potential.
People are catching Hawks fever, Steve.
Catch it.
By the way, great game next Saturday night with Ja Morant coming in, Memphis. Really good athletic team. And then Monday night, the 23rd, Ant Edwards, Atlanta's own. Great thing to take the kids pre-Christmas.
This is called promoting, by the
correct.
Way. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, no, this is called trying not to answer your question about trading players as we're one of four teams in the NBA Cup final.
I'm not asking. Mike, he's naming specific guys. Different
positions. And
I'm not
pieces you might be able to move.
But I understand. Yes, I want to win tomorrow. All right, fair. We'll retrace and come back and circle around and do that. As far
fantastic.
As the upcoming games,
can't wait for it.
Yeah, real talk, though, you are right. Memphis. And then, if I'm correct, right, they go – before they go on the road, I think, out west, but we've got a couple of those home games you're talking about, and it's a fun time. We do know this. Everybody is at home in Atlanta because the traffic is terrible. So, I mean, there's no reason not to make a Hawks game.
Well, it's just so much fun when you know, the Laker game, the building was jammed full, and, yeah, there were a lot of LeBron fans there. But it's so much right. fun when it's sold out and we're putting on a show. You got Miami, you got Memphis, you got Minnesota. I think yeah. that we're through the M's now in the NBA. So it's going to be a good end of the month. And then we head out for a West Coast road trip, which, you know, will be always daunting. But I'm super excited about what's going on and really proud of our front office. And I don't think you can talk enough about the job Quinn Snyder's done. I mean, like I said, 3 weeks ago.
Let the rookies play. Right.
It was not as fun a radio broadcast as we're having today.
No, see, that's why, I mean, we're not getting greedy, but we are looking ahead, as Carl would
starting
say.
To look ahead.
Because it just seems like
look
this team
ahead.
Has got a lot of things going for it that it hasn't had going for it. And Dyson Daniels, again, I give all the credit in the world to Landry and his crew because they made a great move. You know, and this
well,
thing feels like it could be special.
Coach, his future high school coach, Bill Belichick, would tell you. You know, we're on to Cincinnati. We're just playing
yeah,
for
right
tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're on to Cincinnati.
All right.
Yeah. And by the way, tell
like,
Trey and Brady.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See you tomorrow.
Go Army.
Go Navy. Beat Army.
Go Army.
I do think that Trey should embrace the villain role. Be Reggie Miller because it ups his profile. And this Vegas tournament is another chance for Trey to reestablish himself as an elite guy that deserves to be on the All-Star team, that should be on our Olympic team next time.
When you say embrace it, what do you want Trey to do? You want him to go, like, stand on the scores table? What do you want him to do?
Literally. Grab his junk. Okay, yeah, how about that?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
The kids, it's not cool for the kids, Steve. I'm speaking as a Weisenheimer. But I think it's great for Trey to
– you mean his leftover cardboard and other recycling materials.
Yes, that's correct, Steve. Always thinking ahead. No, but I mean, I think that Trey, though, this is what's been missing. First of all, you got to be on a good team to be considered one of the elites. And that's, you know, some of this was beyond Trey's, you know, it wasn't his fault. The roster was what it was. But the point is that Trey is getting back to being the guy that he's supposed to be.
One of the most exciting
Steve,
things,
don't
if you look
him.
At Trey, I don't, and I haven't for 20 years. But on occasion, a blind squirrel will find an acorn, and Mike's acorn was that, you know, Trey is not even shooting as well as his career average, which really gives us even more upside. But what he's doing better than he's ever done is facilitating and protecting the ball. We had no turnovers in the third quarter, and we beat them by 14 points, totally flipped the game. If we don't turn over the ball, we win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.